Blog Talk Radio.
And the good shepherd Jesus. Why do you? see.
Thank you.
story about what My mind anymore. others in the faith.
One time or another time.
long, long time ago. Clap good.
David. Come on, Chris. Amen. 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 whatever you need. Bless these believers, Jesus. Manda David, you should come on. Lena Mundi, Lavari Vasi, Dana Mundi, give any butter. Lana Musti, Dote Baba, the Manda David, a Sikiri Mala. Lena Manando, but if I need any comfort. Monte, the Rana, my and the name is Shivanandu. Holy man, Father, by name, teach the peace of an agate. Bonde la rada, by the Makana. Mandalevi, the Baba, the Holy Shivanandu. Come on, flow, brother. Just start flowing. Preach. Prophesy. Tell us about Jesus' birth. Come on. There's a lot of words that can be said right now where nobody is.
Lord.
Never end. Anybody left here?
Brother Roger? Roger, the yellow belt.
I'm with you.
All right, hold on just a second.
I was texting you.
There we go. For all of you, those of you that's with us from around the world on the Blog Talk Radio channel, I encourage you to look at this, the notes, the details for this program, and make sure that you find this YouTube link, and you can go and watch this service in its entirety. This is an amazing, amazing service tonight on honor. The Bible teaches us to show honor where honor is due, and the more honorable of a person you become and you are, the greater the honor that God causes other people to show you and bring to you. And, you know, really, truthfully, we don't have to be told to honor. It's actually in us. What we have to do is we got to get rid of dishonor, because none of us wants to have dishonor in our lives. And yet we just got to realize that if we don't choose honor, the spirit of dishonor is everywhere. And it's actually exalted and lifted up as being a whole individual, because that spirit wants to discredit the men and women of God of our day and make everything about the humanistic point of view. And you and I know better than that. So, tonight when they leave the offering for Dr. Berkeley, it's very, very honorable for you to sow into that offering and to be a blessing to this mighty man of God who's fought life through. Serious, serious warrior of the cross. And thank God for that in our lives. And so I'm getting ready to head out the door to go to work. Please be in prayer for Sister Leanne and I right now in this time of our life. I must go to work so I can make money and care for my family. She is in Michigan caring for her dad. And we are doing our best to care for you every single day of our ministry. And right now, even though you don't see our face on the screen like we have been for 3-4 hours a day, we want you to know our prayers are with you. And this, to me, is a very trying time in our lives, because where our heart is preaching the gospel. However, in these violent end times, you still got to pay your bills. And so please keep your faith and your prayers with us for God to open up unto us his understanding of how to see more money flow into the kingdom, and for all of God's assignments in our life to come to pass. That is a very, very, very serious, serious prayer that we must continually pray. Father, may your assignments come to pass in our lives every single day. And, all we got to do is just be found faithfully walking with God, serving him. And the next thing you know, God's got something big happening, and we're reaching many people around the world. And so thank you for your faith that's with us every day. And as you pray for us, know this, we're praying for you every single night. I'm praying for you every night, all night long, because I'm awake all night and I'm driving at night. And while you're sleeping, I'm asking God that in a dream, in a vision of the night, he establishes your path, your way, and in a way that you may have never seen him do before, but he so wants to do in your life. And so thank you for being here and being a part of our lives. We will, we haven't had prayer the last couple of days, and I need to be producing a Read the Word. And we may be back live for Read the Word here in a short period of time yet tonight, because once I get to the semi and I get myself all situated in, then I may have the ability to be live again and do a Read the Word right from the seat of the truck. And that will be a blessing to you guys there too. But I got to get out the door. I'm supposed to be at the truck in about 6 minutes. So I might not make that, but I won't, to all the officers listening, I won't be speeding.
You better get a move on. Hurry up and get out the door.
We sure do love you guys. And watch the YouTube thread if you want to be a part of Read the Word We're going to be reading the book of Thessalonians next, and then Acts. And for the rest of this month, December, we're going to go through all of the epistles as they happen in the book of Acts. And then, last of all, the book of Revelation. And next thing you know, this month will be gone, and 2023 will be upon us. My, my, my. I never thought we'd see 2020. I never thought we'd see 2000 with all of the teachings that we had in my life. But it's all right. Here we are. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
For your wonderful love, your mercy, and your grace.
For your wonderful love, mercy, and grace.
That you have bestowed upon us.
That you have bestowed upon us.
As your children.
As your children.
The heirs of God.
The heirs of God.
We choose to walk with you every day.
We choose to walk with you every day.
And be found diligently serving you.
And find diligently serving you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. All right, keep your eye on the family thread, and we'll shoot you a text next time we go live.
May God bless you, keep you safe in all your travels.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Rebecca. God bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
I called up Sister Phyllis. She never called back.